super careful, okay? Because someone's running my stop sign!
Judy Klapwick has had it. We watched as drivers continually ignored her flashing red lights. They are supposed to stop, front and back. But many didn't.
I'm scared.
Judy drives for the Combined Christian School Transportation Association and says the problem is getting worse.
I had the camera inside.
Which is why she taped her cell phone to the inside of her window.
Right here.
Flashing red lights, flashing stop sign, and horn blasts. Still, cars kept coming through. It's hard to see in the mirror, but the flashing stop sign is out. One. Two. Three cars blow right through.
Are you crazy?
There's a child right there.
That red car just keeps going.
Wow.
School buses are carrying our most precious cargo.
It can happen.
Oh my God.
A child nearly hit in Florida. And look at this, a car racing through the inside lane. Narrowly missing students trying to board a bus in Washington State.
I just look both ways and run.
There they go again.
That car turning right is supposed to stop.
Hi, guys.
Every day, her bus company picks up 900 kids. And every day, this happens. Nine different vehicles all going through with the red lights and stop sign flashing.
Another message we have is for parents to teach your children that they can't rely on drivers to do the right thing.
Okay, Divine.
Lock and loaded.
Be careful. You have to stop.
One time, I was walking there and a car almost hit me and I just ran.
You need to stop because the consequences can be so catastrophic.
In just a split second, this child was only inches from being hit by a car. This is in Pickering, heart-stopping incident caught by a home security camera. Good evening. It was the closest of calls for this 10-year-old girl.
She had just stepped off her school bus to cross the street to her house. CTV's Naomi Parnas is there near White's Road and Shepherd Avenue. Naomi, the car actually came in contact with the child. Tell us about that.
Michelle and Ken, it did. She actually told me she felt it graze her back. She still has a lot of trouble talking about what happened that day, but her mom is speaking out today in the hopes others see this video and learn a lesson.
Hi there.
Sorry. Happy to be home safe. Hi. That's how this mother and daughter now feel every day after a terrifying incident a few weeks ago.
Still a little bit scared.
On September 29th, 10-year-old Rebecca Hillier got off her school bus. Security camera video from a nearby home shows a number of children crossing the road. The bus driver then deactivates the stop sign, but it appears he still encourages Rebecca to cross. That's when she almost gets hit by a car. It actually clips her backpack.
She was screaming and crying. I couldn't get her to talk.
When their neighbor showed them the video, her mother, Melissa, couldn't believe it.
Never want to see that split second where your child could have been injured or killed.
They called 911 and police interviewed everyone involved, including both drivers, who were very shaken up. Police admit three things went wrong here. The driver of the car should have slowed down. The bus driver may need more training, and the young girl should have checked before crossing the street. But nothing illegal happened for charges to be laid.
It's very tough to gauge from the video a speed. But clearly the driver passed the bus when the lights had been deactivated, which is legal.
In a statement, the bus company says the safety of our students is our top priority. We are sharing this incident with all of our drivers as a safety reminder. Rebecca's mother still wishes someone was charged. She's sharing the video now in the hopes others will learn from it.
Pay attention. Slow down on the roads. When you see a school bus, it indicates there's young children somewhere.
She has talked to her kids about checking before they cross the road. She hopes other parents have that same talk with their kids tonight. The Durham District School Board says its transportation services are now working with students to remind them of bus safety. And it is actually Bus Safety Week. Police say this is a very scary reminder of how quickly things can change. Reporting live in Pickering, I'm Naomi Parnas. Now back to the desk.
Thank you, Naomi.
NBA.
6, we gasped when we first saw these videos. Two different children have been hit just this week, right after getting off of an Austin ISD school bus. One was in a crosswalk, the other crossing the street while the bus stop sign and arm were out. And those stop arms have cameras. Those children are alive, and those drivers are in trouble. KXAN's Aaron Cargyle is live in North Austin in a neighborhood off 360 with a look at the videos. Aaron?
Good evening, Shannon. I'm here because this is one of the bus stops that is in one of the video clips that I'm about to show you. But I've got to warn you, these are not easy to watch. But Austin ISD wanted us to share them with you to send a very strong message to drivers. Now, the first video was shot here at the corner of Courtyard Drive and North Scout Island Circle. Take a look. The stop sign is out on the bus, lights are flashing, and the driver of this truck plows into this student. This happened Tuesday. This is a teenage boy in high school. He was taken by EMS to the hospital to get checked out, and we are told he thankfully and surprisingly was not injured. The driver of the truck pulled over and got two tickets, one for not yielding to a pedestrian and another for passing a school bus while children were getting off. I showed this video to a middle schooler who gets off at the very same bus stop.
There's like no effort in stopping, so I'm a bit scared to see what happens in the future.
Here is video number two. This was on Monday. A middle school student had just gotten off the bus, was in the crosswalk, had the right of way when a driver hits him. This is at the intersection of South First and St. Elmo in South Austin. Now, it looks like the driver keeps going, but AISD police tell me that driver pulled over and received a ticket for not yielding to a pedestrian. I'm told the boy had just minor bumps and bruises. You can see him in the video. Getting back up, but very shaken up. Both parents who are the parents of these children in these videos, they said it was okay for AISD police to release these videos. They want drivers to be shocked again. They wanted to send a very strong message. And those two drivers you just saw, they're not the only ones who are flying through these stop signs. The very first week of school, the cameras caught between 900 and 1,100 drivers ignoring the stop signs. That's just in the first week. During the entire school year last year, those cameras caught 6,600 drivers. So we are already way ahead of those stats.
This is a problem that we're having. In Alberta, we have over 250,000 kids getting on and off a school bus twice a day, and too many drivers don't realize that a school bus is not just a bus full of kids. A school bus is also a mobile traffic control vehicle. It has lights and guards and signs that have meaning. And if you're going to drive, you need to know what they mean. It's all laid out pretty clearly in the driver's handbook, but that doesn't stop this from happening. Or this. This. Or this. Or this. So, this is the problem that we're having, and we're coming to you for help. First, a little bit about us. We are the Alberta Ministry of Transportation and the Student Transportation Association of Alberta. We want to see that when you get behind the wheel, you're not going to endanger the lives of kids getting on and off their bus. Every day, students who ride the bus to and from school are being put at risk when the motoring public ignores a school bus's red flashing lights or fails to slow down when they approach a school bus. Here's a quick refresher on school buses. This is a school bus. It has red lights. It has amber lights. They flash. It has a stop sign that can extend. It flashes. Okay, we're going to talk about highways first, and we're going to break them into two types. Undivided and divided highways. Undivided just have a line separating the two directions of traffic. Divided have a barrier or a median in the middle. You're going to have four different encounters with school buses on highways. On an undivided highway, you can be following the bus or approaching it in the opposite lane. on a divided highway, you're going to be, again, following the bus or approaching it in the opposite lane. On an undivided highway, you're to do the following. When you approach a school bus from either direction and it has its alternating amber lights flashing, you must be ready to stop. This is a warning that the alternating red lights are going to begin flashing, and the school bus is stopping to allow students to get on or off. If you must pass a school bus that has its alternating amber lights flashing, pass it with caution. When the school bus stops to let students on or off, its alternating red lights will begin flashing. You'll also see a stop sign extended from the left side of the school bus. You must come to a full stop about 20 meters away from the school bus, which is about 4 or 5 car lengths. This distance allows drivers of other vehicles behind you to see the flashing lights, as well as students crossing the highway. You must remain stopped until the alternating flashing red lights are turned off, and the stop sign on the driver's side is no longer extended. So here's what that looks like on an undivided highway. The amber lights flash, the bus comes to a stop, the red lights flash, the stop arm comes out, and then the kids come out. Only after those red lights have stopped flashing is traffic allowed to continue. On a highway divided by a median, do the following. When you approach a school bus from the rear and its alternating amber lights are flashing, follow the same procedures as you would for a highway that is not divided by a median. When you approach a school bus from the front and the school bus has its alternating amber lights or red lights flashing, you may proceed with caution, watch for pedestrians, and remember this is only for a divided highway. So here's what that looks like on a divided highway. If you're following the school bus, you still have to pay attention to the lights and signals that it's giving you. But if you're on the other side of the median, you're allowed to pass with caution. Now, these rules apply whenever and wherever the school bus lights are activated. Some municipalities have rules for school bus operation specific to their region. For example, most urban centers, i.e. larger cities, do not use their red flashing lights. Students are directed to walk along a sidewalk to the nearest crosswalk after the bus has left. For this reason, it is important to slow down and be cautious around school buses. Here's what the bus driver is responsible for. The law states, a person driving a school bus shall activate the alternately flashing amber lamps when the person begins to slow down the school bus for the purpose of stopping on a highway to load or unload passengers, and activate the alternately flashing red lamps and the stop arm when the school bus is stopped on a highway for the purpose of loading or unloading passengers. The school bus driver will make sure that the students are seated on the bus and or in their safety zone before deactivating the red flashing lights. Bus drivers must maintain student discipline behind them while driving. And the rest of it is on you as a driver. You need to recognize that the bus driver's amber flashing lights have been activated and you need to be prepared to stop. You need to ask yourself, do I have time to make a safe pass? If the answer is not obvious, slow down and stop. Recognize that the bus driver has activated the red flashing lights. The lights will turn red and the stop arm on the left side of the bus will extend. Do not pass until the red flashing lights have been turned off. You also need to know that a school bus can only travel 90 kilometers per hour on a highway. But be cautious when you pass because you can blind the driver with snow and slush. You should also follow the school bus at a safe distance behind as they do have to make frequent stops. If it's safe to do so, signal and pass the school bus. The bus driver doesn't want anxious or impatient drivers behind them. So you really need to think of the bus as not just another car on the road. You need to think about the driver and what they're trying to do. They're trying to get these kids safely to and from school. So help them out. Or deal with the consequences.
With their overstuffed backpacks and high energy, students pile onto the big yellow bus, snow, rain, or shine, twice a day, 5 days a week, by far our most precious cargo.
The most important thing is safety.
On the road, Fox 17 cameras caught driver after driver blowing past a stopped school bus, breaking the law and putting children in danger.
You gotta drive in this day and age defensively. Everybody is in such a hurry that there's different all kinds of scenarios that happens.
Forest Hills District Supervisor of Transportation, Daryl Hofstra, says they see drivers on average violating the school bus laws 2 times a week.
People going around, the ones that are really frustrating, is the ones that don't even slow down or stop at all.
He says reasons range from distracted driving to just not knowing the rules.
What are the issues? I think people not understanding what to do.
Think of the bus as its own mobile traffic unit. When the yellow lights are on, that means caution. Prepare to stop, just like a traffic yellow. If red lights are flashing and the stop sign is out, that means stop, no closer than 20 feet from the bus. And on multi-lane roads with no divider or median, that goes for all drivers.
People think on the other side of the street maybe they don't have to stop. If there is no physical barrier between the opposing traffic lanes, then anytime those red lights come on, traffic has to stop.
But not everyone does. During a Fox 17 investigation, we place our cameras on the side of school buses to capture multiple angles. What our cameras found shocked even us. Watch this. The bus is stopped. And the stop sign is clearly out. Students are getting off. The bus driver even honks, but a car speeds past anyway. Seconds later, a second, followed by a third vehicle. The car in the closest lane did the right thing and makes a clear stop. When it comes to violators, bus drivers don't hesitate to write them up.
A car that ran my reds and passed me in the center turn lane, so there's no way they couldn't have seen my reds and my stop sign that was out.
In 2012, 27 complaints were filed with the Kent County Sheriff's Department by Forest Hills bus drivers. One driver reported, "I was stopped with reds activated, children were loading, and a black Camry ran through my reds." Another says a woman going west on Cascade went around the bus in the left turn lane talking on a cell phone. I blew the horn and she just kept going. Another report states the driver of the vehicle passed my red on the right side just before kids were to exit. Extremely dangerous. This happens all the time in both directions. Please help, writes another.
I think there has been an uptick, and I think that that's true nationally.
And district leaders say many violations go unreported because nobody caught the license plate, making it difficult for police to enforce the laws. The hope is with more awareness, there will be fewer violations and a safer trip to and from school for millions of students.
Bye.
What happens when you don't stop? When you don't respond to the flashing red lights, what happens when you hit a kid? The worst-case scenario could result in you injuring yourself or a busload of children. Could you live with yourself? If there is a collision or accident, you can be charged under the criminal code. Assuming you don't hurt anybody, you're still breaking the law. If you blow through a school bus's red flashing lights, you'll be fined $543, as well as receiving 6 demerit points. The penalty for failing to use caution when the bus's amber lights are flashing is $465. If the person driving the vehicle cannot be identified, the police can just give the ticket to the registered owner. And then there's the consequence of embarrassment from your community, your family, and your friends. In the worst case scenario, what if a judge thinks you need a little more embarrassment?
Back now at 7:49 with the unusual punishment for a driver caught on camera using a sidewalk to get around a school bus. NBC's Katie Turr is in Cleveland with this story. Katie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Savannah. It's certainly very unusual. I'm going to step aside to show you what the sign reads. Unfortunately, we've got this truck, which is moving now. Now you can see Sheena Harden. She has to hold the sign that essentially says, "Only an idiot would drive on the sidewalk to avoid a school bus." And that's essentially what she's being punished for. The judge says if she couldn't give her jail time, she thought this would be a more appropriate sentence.
The video is so damning, it speaks for itself. Watch as 32-year-old Sheena Harden doesn't even pause as she veers right and drives up on the sidewalk to bypass a school bus stop to pick up disabled students.
She comes here at 7:30 every morning. She goes around the school bus every morning.
She has been caught.
Harden was caught on tape by the school bus driver, fed up with watching her put herself and his kids in danger. Harden's reasoning? She apparently didn't want to wait.
Clearly, the handicapped boy cannot run across the street. There's a factory across the street.
That was Harden's mother in September, explaining why her daughter's maneuver wasn't all that bad. We spoke with the director of the neighboring daycare center soon after the video surfaced. She showed us just how precarious Harden's escape route actually could have been.
If we had to evacuate the building, we would have to come through this door.
this door here to come out of the building. And if she's coming up on the sidewalk, well, then there's the danger right there.
A Cleveland municipal court judge agreed, sentencing Hardin to a $250 fine and actual penance, ordering her to stand on the street corner and hold this sign both today and tomorrow. It reads, "Only an idiot would drive on a sidewalk to avoid a school bus."
Chances are, had she shown some remorse, maybe I would not have given her that extra part of the sentence.
Neither Hardin or her lawyer would talk to NBC News about the sign, but in court, the disgraced driver offered an explanation for her impatience.
Maybe as a bus driver got this guy, and they would just stand there. After the child was loaded, they would stand there and talk, put the stop sign out. And again, not justifying.
Monday, we spoke again with the daycare director, this time about the judge's order to make Hardin wear an idiot sign.
So you don't think it's too embarrassing to make her stand there with a sign that basically says only idiots drive on the sidewalk?
Well, idiot might be a strong word, but you had to have been an idiot to drive on the sidewalk in the first place.
Now she has to stand here from 7:45 to 8:45 both today and tomorrow. She also has a fine. Other than that, though, she will lose her license for 30 days.
Now, there is one special case where a school bus is going to stop where you might not expect it to, and that is at uncontrolled railway crossings. Commercial vehicles transporting passengers or dangerous goods can be required by law or company policy to stop at railroad crossings. So be prepared to stop when you're following a commercial vehicle near a railway crossing. A school bus is considered to be a commercial vehicle. We classify railway crossings as either uncontrolled or controlled, and buses behave differently at each, so heads up. Uncontrolled railway crossings are those that have no mechanical flashing signals or other signaling devices. All school buses are required to stop at an uncontrolled crossing. Thus, if you are following a school bus at an uncontrolled crossing, be prepared to stop. A stop sign at a railway crossing is considered controlled. If you are following a school bus at a controlled crossing, by law, they are not required to stop if the crossing has a traffic control signal, like lights and a bell, or if a peace officer or flagman directs one to proceed. One place you're going to find a lot of school buses is going to be right in front of a school. But in addition to paying attention to all of the different lights and signals the bus is deploying in this area, you have to pay attention to one additional kind of road sign, and that's going to be either a school or playground zone or area sign. School and playground zones will have a yellow school or playground sign with maximum speed sign attached. You must not exceed the posted speed while the zone is in effect. The default times for school zones on school days only are 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. These are the times of day we assume most schools to be starting, breaking for lunch, or finishing for the day, and have the most children outside. These hours may vary for different towns and cities, according to municipal bylaws. If a municipality does establish times different from these, the times will be posted beneath the school sign. You are not permitted to pass or attempt to pass another vehicle traveling in the same direction within a school zone when the zone is in effect. The speed limit for both urban and rural school zones is 30 kilometers per hour unless otherwise posted. Playground zones are a little different from school zones. They are in effect every day from 8:30 a.m. to 1 hour after sunset. And again, these times vary for different towns and cities according to their bylaws, and if they are different, those times will be posted beneath the playground zone sign. Again, you are not permitted to pass or attempt to pass another vehicle traveling in the same direction within a playground zone while it's in effect. And the default speed limit for both urban and rural playground zones, when they're in effect, is 30 kilometers per hour unless otherwise posted. Now, just as you see a sign at the beginning of a school or playground zone, you'll see another one at its end. The sign will either indicate a higher maximum speed or explicitly state the end of the school or playground zone. Now that we've covered zones, we should quickly mention school and playground areas. These will be school signs or playground signs without speed limit signs attached. The purpose of both of these is to alert drivers that children may be near or crossing the road, and you must use caution while driving in the area of the school or playground. And in school zones, you'll probably find plenty of these school crosswalk signs. These are meant to alert drivers to watch for pedestrians crossing the road. Now that you know everything about school buses, let's see how your knowledge stacks up against the general public.
not stop behind it.
You stop and wait.
Stop? You are supposed to stop.
Stop.
Red's flashing, no passing. You must come to a complete stop about 20 meters or 4 or 5 car lengths away from the school bus.
Go around slowly.
I'd say stop as well behind it.
Stop. Still stop.
I feel like if they're unloading or loading, you should still stop.
So you need to slow down and use extreme caution. You need to be aware that there may be students in the close proximity of the school bus or at a nearby crosswalk or intersection.
I'm not sure, 100 kilometers an hour?
100K?
I'd say the speed limit. The speed limit?
The speed limit?
The maximum speed a school bus can travel is 90 kilometers per hour, or the posted speed limit, whichever is less.
Slow down.
Slow down.
Be prepared for the school bus to stop.
I would imagine slow down and probably not pass.
Slow down and be prepared to stop. The amber lights indicate that the red lights are about to come on and students will be unloading and loading the school bus.
A fine.
Fine ticketed.
A ticket and probably some demerits.
The fines could cost up to $543, 6 demerits. But the real consequence could be the loss of a child. It takes 30 seconds of your life to wait for a school bus, or it could cost them the rest of theirs.
Knowing and following the rules is a great way to avoid an accident with a school bus or children. But you have to remember that you're dealing with kids, and they won't always behave how they're supposed to, even in dangerous situations. This is why you need to know your 360-degree zone of awareness at all times. You should always be scanning the road in every direction. You need to know what is in front of you. If you are driving through a playground zone, anticipate children bolting into traffic, chasing after a ball. Watch for parked vehicles opening their doors and give them room. You need to know what is under you. Test the road conditions at slow speed for ice or water, which can cause you to hydroplane. Avoid going over anything that would deflate your tires, but do not swerve into traffic to avoid objects. And know what is behind you as well. If there's someone following too close, let them pass. If you see a large vehicle coming that cannot slow down, get out of the way. The AMA teaches students to remember this acronym, SIPTE. Scan, identify, predict, decide, execute. You should always be scanning the road, identifying hazard signs and warnings. Once you identify a hazard or sign, predict what will happen. Decide what you are going to do, and then execute your decision. Here's an example. While you're scanning the road ahead of you, you identify a school bus with its amber lights flashing. Using what you know about school bus lights, you predict that it will soon stop and start flashing its red lights. This will prevent you from passing. You then decide that when you get about 4 power poles away, you will slow down and stop 20 meters behind it. You execute your decision by pressing on your brakes to slow down your vehicle and stop like you planned. What else makes you a safe and responsible driver? How do you give yourself the best chance of not hurting anyone? What habits do you hope other drivers practice so they don't end up hurting you? For one, never text and drive. If you're looking down, you don't have control. How do you go about telling a child's mom that you only look down for a second before you hit him? Don't drink and drive. Never drive under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Nobody wants you out there on the roads putting their lives in danger. Always have a designated driver. Your school board has a policy regarding students driving each other to and from school-related events. Your school can punish you severely for not following this policy. Consider this. Look around you. What if you were driving your friends to a school event, and while you're on the highway, a tractor-trailer blows through a stop sign and kills everyone in the car except you? How would you feel? Coming back to class, the only survivor and their seats are empty beside you. It's just not worth the risk. Speeding is illegal because it's dangerous. No one likes you speeding. Do not speed. Speeding doesn't always kill. While you're at it, obey traffic laws in general. We all want to get where we're going safely, and we all agree to drive according to these laws. We trust each other to follow them. Breaking a traffic law is also a breach of trust with your fellow drivers. Look at the rules about passing on the highway. You'll need to know that you can only pass when the dashed yellow lines are touching your side of the highway. If you're going in the opposite direction, you're not allowed to pass. If the highway is divided by just a single or double solid yellow line, that also means that passing is not allowed. Other drivers are counting on you to obey traffic laws.
Keep in mind that many buses now have cameras and are recording you if you break a traffic law. Have a look at this SUV that passed on a double yellow line highway right as the school bus was about to turn into that lane. This is why you need to obey traffic laws, not just because you're more likely to be caught, but because drivers like the one on this bus don't expect it, and they can't react fast enough to protect themselves.
And of course, pay attention. Watch out for signs that tell you when you're entering a school or playground zone or area, and look out for school buses. Getting on and off of a school bus should not be the most dangerous thing a kid has to do during the day. And you need to be aware of your surroundings. For instance, keep your music to a volume where you can hear what's going on outside. Watch as this driver doesn't see the truck behind him lose control and slide right past the open doors of the bus. Imagine what would have happened if the bus driver didn't hear that truck honking his horn. Driving safely means you're always prepared for the unexpected. Anything can happen. Even if you're doing everything right, children can still be unpredictable. Thanks for your attention. Now, go home and share what you learned with your parents, family, and friends. If everyone tells just one other person, our roads are already safer. If you'd like to learn more about proper driving techniques, contact the AMA or your nearest driver's training school. Drive safe.